but in Alaska, certainly for the Dena'ina, the Yupik, and the Tlingit in southeast, we still have sustainable wild salmon runs. And so this literally is an unbroken chain of activities that goes back thousands of years, our ability to go out and put up fish for the wintertime. Now, it varies from community to community. Like where I'm from Aklutna, we have to have an educational fish permit. But nevertheless, it's not about the number of fish. It's more about the activity and being able to pass that on to future generations to know how to put in a net, how to catch fish, how to split fish, how to dry fish for the winter. It's about the activity, not the quantity necessarily.
So let's walk on a little bit. We're by the fish camp now, and now when we come into this next room, give us the visual here.
So in this gallery here, this is organized around Dena'ina identity, and it takes you through a Dena'ina life cycle. So we start with, on my right, is a Dena'ina slideshow, and we have photographs going back to the 1880s. All the way up to contemporary photographs. And what's been really powerful about this is I think there's 180 images and it takes about 12 minutes to watch. But I know Dena'ina people that have sat here and watched the entire slideshow and they see pictures of their family. They've seen pictures of themselves or their parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. It's about people. Again, that's the thing. It's not just about pretty objects in the past. It's about people, and it's about our people. So to have images that go back to the 1880s all the way up to literally last summer, some of these photographs were taken. Again, it shows that continuity over time. So despite all the changes that have occurred, the offices, the shopping malls, the movie theaters, this is still our homeland, and we're still here as a people.
When you were doing the research and collecting items, you're quite young yourself. Was it odd to think about, I imagine it gave you a better visual of what this area looked like that's now so urbanized. What were your thoughts about that?
Yeah, when I got into college and I started to learn more, it really informed the place that I lived in. It opened my eyes to think that, when my grandmother was a child, for example, that, we had fish camps here in Anchorage and that they would go to them and were able to put up thousands of fish. And in some ways will be, the lasting legacy of the exhibit. There's no replacement for seeing the actual objects, but I know 100 years from now, that book will still be around and people can go to it to learn what we're standing in front of the display case with the traditional clothing that would have been worn during the 19th century, the tanned caribou hide and woven porcupine quill embroidery. It's really spectacular and really fine work and is a style of clothing that hasn't been done during the 20th century. So we actually don't even know a lot of how it was done because the Dena'ina gave up this style by about the 1880s. So it's really kind of eye-opening even to our own people to see these things because we've heard stories about them, but we've never actually seen them up close and personal.
I would imagine that some elements of it stand out more than others for you. What are some of your favorite exhibits here in the Dena'ina?
This identity slideshow I really like, especially in the context of the exhibition. It really made a difference watching this go in and the difference between seeing the objects in here without it and with them. It really, I think, brings it to life and again brings it back to the idea about a living people. Obviously, the dioramas I love, the fish camp and the beluga harpoon. The case with the leadership, the Keshka chief regalia and stuff sticks out to me. The beluga spear itself is quite a rare object, the only one known to exist in the world we have here. What else? The storytelling house I think is pretty neat to sit down with the iPads and be able to select different stories in both English and Dena'ina. And see them scroll across the screen is pretty fun. I love it all, but those are some of the things I think that really pop into my mind. Also, I'd say the films in the timeline came out very well. I'm really impressed with being able to convey that history, both the Dena'ina resistance to early Russian occupation, but also The Kenai's Indian tribe struggle for the educational fishery during the 1980s. These are both very important stories that aren't necessarily told that often, and so hopefully bringing that history out will open people's eyes to the history of the area that we live in, both in the distant past, you know, from the late 1700s, and then something that happened in my lifetime during the 1980s.
One of the displays in this exhibit is the tabletop, which I found incredibly cool.
Yeah.
Describe that for people that haven't been here.
Sure. What it is it's called the Denaina Dining Table. And what we did is we rented out space here in Anchorage. We had a special camera mount set up high above, up in the ceiling, and it filmed down on a table. And then we had eight individuals, our advisors and myself included, who sat around the table with traditional Denaina foods, and we had a Denaina meal. Yeah, we had the everybody sat around and we talked about the foods. We talked about being on the land. It's in English and it's in Denaina, some of it, and we just had a good time. But then what we did was, after we filmed it, we had a projector set up, and it actually throws the image down onto almost a full-size table, so it's almost a one-to-one image of it, and people can stand around there and watch us eat food, basically, and laugh and have a good time and tell stories related to it. And of all the things actually in the exhibition, that's been visitor feedback, that's the number one object that we've done. I wouldn't have necessarily thought that was going to be it, but hands down, overwhelmingly, people respond to that dining table. And I have to admit that even the first time I saw it, it looked very spectacular. So we were able to achieve, I think, a pretty good effect.
What are you hoping that the residents of Anchorage and people who have come here to see this exhibit, what are you hoping they go away with? What was the whole idea of what you were trying to achieve here?
I think probably number one, anybody who now, when they say Denaina, they can put an image to it. When I was a kid and I said Denaina, people would say, well, what's that? I'd say, well, we're the people of this area. And then people would say, well, I didn't know natives used to live here. And I said, well, we still live here. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. Every time they see the Denaina Center, they'll now have an image of who the people are. That's my hope. If I could think of anything, probably that people will have a visual reference, or, you know, a quote, or a place name, or, I don't know, an object will come into their mind now. Because if you say Tlingit, something pops into your mind. If you say Yupik, something probably comes into your mind. If you say Inupiaq, something comes to mind. But if you said Denaina, maybe nothing came to mind. So that would be it.